SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Musica Helvetica. Today's program introduces another prominent Swiss folk musician, Luzi Bergamin.
This Swiss folk tune, at first sight, might create a certain amount of confusion. It is a march, yet it isn't really a tune for marching. For in Swiss folk music, the march is a very popular dance. It is played by a band called the Bernese Ländler Quintet. Yet it is really folk dance music from a very different part of Switzerland, from the Grisons, that mountainous region in the southeast of the country. But one thing is certain about it. It is from the pen of Luzi Bergamin, one of Switzerland's most popular folk musicians, who is actually a government official by profession. Luzi Bergamin, born in the village of Vaz in the Grisons, had an early and close relationship with music, even though his family was of farming stock. For over 40 years, his father was the conductor of the Oberwaz village band, and while all the Bergamin children played music from an early age, Luzi was already a member of the local band at 14, playing tenor horn, and 2 years later also the clarinet. The beginnings of Luzi's musical career had been a little sketchy. Here he is telling the story of his first engagement as a dance musician.
One Sunday morning, my brother, who played the accordion, got a call that he and I should come to Kurwald the same evening to play at a dance. I was just about able to play one waltz, one polka and one Schottisch halfway decently. No problem, was the reaction over the phone. Just come along and play. And I did. The whole night the same three pieces. When the party was over in the small hours of the morning, I sure did know those three dances well, and people even congratulated me on the excellence of my performance.
This recording doesn't quite go back to the days of the First World War when Luzi Bergamin played at his first dance, but it does date from the 30s when Luzi had come to work and settled down in Bern. He had joined a group of students from the university, all natives of the Grisons like himself, who had already acquired quite a name for themselves as performers of typical folk music from their part of the country. The waltz the Burnie Studentsländler Band here plays for us, incidentally the only original record left of this group, is of course by Luzi Bergamin and bears the rather significant title, Only Big Beers for Us. In the years between 1922 and 1933, Luzi Bergamin had lived in Basel, where in addition to his work as a customs official, he had also played second clarinet in the municipal band and had completed his musical studies at the Basel Conservatory in his spare time. Thus, he was well prepared later on in 1939, when the Burnie Studentsländler Band was dissolved, to form a group of his own, which he called the Burnie-Ländler Quartet, and which was soon to be extended to a quintet. The instrumentation was typical for Grisons country music: two clarinets, two small Swiss hand organs, and a double bass. And the music they played, too, was absolutely authentic and genuine, including the famous Franzli dances, melodies handed down by a group of old-time folk musicians who were very popular before the First World War. Those were often roisterous and boisterous itinerant players whose great inborn musicianship was only matched by their huge capacity for drinking. It is said that the Franzlis knew no music, not even a scale, and that when the bass fiddler happened to play a wrong note, the clarinet player would shout, "F sharp, you fool," and then play in an entirely different key. But their typical Grisons melodies are performed even today by traditional groups such as Luzi Bergamin's Burnie-Ländler Quintet. Thank you. But a large portion of the dance tunes played by the Bernese Ländler Quintet are compositions by Luzi Bergamin himself, and a fine example is this mazurka. Luzi Bergamin, in addition to his very active professional life as a department head of the Swiss Federal Customs Administration, also founded the Romansch Male Choir of Bern, which in 1973 celebrated its 25th anniversary, and for which he wrote many fine songs in the native tongue of the Grisons, Romansch, Switzerland's fourth national language. Il leger viandant, the carefree wanderer, is one of them.
Nostra Antonina smanquita col mondo è bella e grand, con lei viaggiant ma l'invida da dir in pagirant. Adiom es gas, adiom a val, adiom es bel paiais natal. Adiom a meta tegna pur las var salut, ma val, salut, mes bel paillard.
In the Swiss Army, Luzi Bergamin, who of course did his military service like every able-bodied Swiss citizen, played the trumpet. Later on, as a non-commissioned officer, he led different military bands, among them during the war, the band of the Personal Guard Battalion of General Guisan, commander-in-chief of the Swiss Armed Forces. The band of the Regiment of the Mountain Border Guards, number 60, was another army unit Luzi worked with, and to them he dedicated this march, one of many such melodies he has composed. The melodies of Luzi Bergamin continue to be performed and enjoyed by friends of authentic traditional Swiss folk music, also of the younger generation. Here is one of his tunes, an old-time schottische, played by a group of musicians from the Grisons, the orchestra of Barba Peder. Thank you. Like all sons of the Grisons, Luzi Bergamin, today a stately, tall, white-haired man in his 70s with an eagle profile, has lost none of his love for the beautiful mountains and valleys of his native region, to which he returns regularly and to which he has dedicated many of his best melodies.
That was another program in the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation's transcription series, Musica Helvetica, today devoted to one of Switzerland's most prominent folk musicians, Luzi Bergamin.